יוקני נסעתי בכם ובנוסיכם הפכתיה יהפכו הכל מתסן עליה. So this is quite interesting in so far as it is different than all the other Nihugei Avelos. The other Nihugei Avelos we saw are derived from some type of pasuk, from Shmuel, from Yechezkel. Here, there's no pasuk, it's a svara. And it's also different in that it's not an act of tsar or lack of tainog. It's a svara, it's a symbolic act. The idea is that, there's no pasuk quoted, right? It's a symbolic act. The idea is that the death of the person is Eitzelem Elokim has been taken away from the world and due to the Avonos, and therefore symbolically we turn the bed upside down, and the bed is, you know, the means by which the person came into the world, we're Mekayim on the bed, and so we flip the bed upside down to symbolize the loss of the Eitzelem Elokim and the fact that it's happened, that mis in general is due to our avonos. And that's what I meant. It's not an act of lack of tainug or tsahar, but it's a symbolic idea. That's the simple meaning of Gemara. Yerushalmi has an additional aspect, it's quoted by the Bach, that when you sleep on the floor, or you sleep on a mita kfuya, you're going to be up at night. It's not particularly comfortable. And you'll remember that you're an Aveli, remember you're Avelos. But the other reason, quoted by the Bavli, is this idea of this symbolic loss of Tzelem Elokim. Now, the question is, beyond the obligation to flip over the beds, what is the halacha? Do we have to sit on mitos kfuyos? Do we have to sit on the floor? So this is a big machlokes rishonim and achronim. So we'll start with the Ramban. After quoting this idea, the Ramban adds, "Mahani mil b'shas sheino b'shas achila shemeisiv al mitos kfuyos al kol yom einam yoshin afilu al mita kfuya al yoshiv al gabe karka ve'vion v'abayin l'nachmo nam yoshin al gabe karka d'amar av yud amar rav minayin l'avil sheino b'shay leishiv al gabe mita el al gabe karka shenema v'yashvu ito La'aret, the pasuk from Iov. Rami Yudam Shmuel, Ena Menachem Mshayim Leishev Al Gabi Mita Shenem Av Yashul Yisho La'aret. So, in addition to this din of Kfiya Samita, there's another halacha of Yeshiva Al Gabi Karka. That's derived from a pasuk in Iov, and we say that that is true both for the Avel and also the Menachemim, as the pasuk says, that when Eov's friends came to visit him, so they too sat on the floor with him. That's what the Ramban says. In fact, the Ramban holds, as we'll get to in a moment, that there's actually no din of sleeping on the mita kfuya at all. You have to, unlike the Rambam, you have to do kfiya samita, but if you want, even at night, sleep on the floor. But the Ramban, it's quoted by the Tur, as opposed to the Rambam, we'll get there. But the Ramban quotes this halacha, Memra of Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, that says that, and Rabbi Yudam Rav, Minayin la'avel sheinu v'shay leisha al-gabi mita el al-gabi karka, there's a din of yeshiva al-gabi akarka. That's what the Ramban holds. Now, the problem with this wonderful Memra of Rav and Shmuel is that if you guys had a chance to finish Perek El Megalchen, you might have missed this one. In fact, it does not appear at all in our Gemaras. What's going on? He's quoting a phantom Gemara. Phantom Gemara. So what happened to the Gemara? So the grunts of Katan Beis says, Hishmi tuhu hamad fisim. I'm not sure exactly why the printers took it out. I assume what he's getting at is, look, we have some Rishonim who have this Gemara. And we have our text that don't have the Gemara. So it's more mistaber that it was originally in the Gemara and the Madfisim took it out than to say that otherwise. So there is a Gemara that we don't have, that states that there is a din of Yeshiva al-Gabe Karka. Okay, then the Ramban continues. And he writes the following. He quotes, a Yerushalmi that talks about Safsal, and the Yerushalmi, I won't read the whole thing, but the Yerushalmi concludes, V'lo avdin kein. What does that mean? The minhag is not to do this. Explains the Ramban, Kilomar, Imine Adam Nisarim Bizeh. Elakofa umesip al hasafsal, afilu berabim. So what the Velt does is they makami at Mrs. Kriyas Amidah, but they don't sit on the floor, perhaps like you should, but rather they sit on a safsal, because there's no din kfiya on a safsal, so therefore that's what they would sit on. And they even do it when the rabbim are there. We call makam lamadim yizu abraisa shnuya be'avel shizkiru, says the concludes the Ramban, that based off of this Yerushalmi, Shim kafam itaso, shomin lo lishan agabi safsal, v'choshken agabi karka. As long as you did kfiyas amita, then you're makan the mitzvah, even if you don't sleep on the mita kfuya. For example, you sleep on a safsal, and kol shekein if you sleep on the karka. Now,
wait, the Ramban said that because a safsal doesn't have a din of kfiya, you're allowed to sit on it?
That's what the Yerushalmi says. In other words, this is obviously very important for us, because, as we'll get to in just a couple of minutes, nowadays we don't observe Kriyas Amidah for whatever reason. And the question is there still an Inyan to sit on the floor? So the Ramban says that there's no halacha that you have to sit on a mita kfuya. That's what we see from the Yerushalmi. And therefore, as long as you are makayim the mita kfuya, the mitzvah of kfiyas amita, so then it's okay to sit on a safsal and kol shekein to sit on a karka. Right? That's what the Yerushalmi says. So it sounds like he's saying that there's no chova gemura to sit on the karka, and there's no chova gemura to sit on the mitzvah on the mita kfuya. All there is that you have to be makayim mitzvahs kfiya samita. And that's what the Ramban quotes, that yeshiva gabe mita kfuya is a milsa yisei rasa. It's like a chumrah, it's an hagatova, it's a wonderful thing. Now, what's very difficult to figure out within the Ramban is how does this stim with the memra of Rav that he quoted earlier and seems to accept that you do have to sit on the karka. Ramban is not so clear how to put these two sources together, though he seems to accept both of them. So one possibility is, and this is, I think, a little bit the mashmas of the tour, is that b'shas achil an shein that's mutter leishev agabe safsal, but the rest of the time, if you want to sit, you have to sit on the karka. And certainly, b'zman shemenachem imbayim. Now, of course, this is all assuming that there is this memor of Yehuda Merav that you have to sit on the floor. And what he's saying is that the din of sitting on the floor is waived when you're eating and you're sleeping, perhaps because it's too difficult to sit on the floor. But the rest of the time, perhaps you do have to sit on the floor, and certainly when Menachemim are coming. But again, what is clear as well is that the Ramban holds there is no din that you have to sit on a mita kfuya at all. The Tur sounds like maybe it's a din l'chatchila, you don't have to. The Ramban sounds like there's no din at all. Maybe it's a milsi seirasa. But all this is in contrast with the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes, says that there is a mitzvah leishev al mita kfuya. When the Tur quotes it, he says lishon al gabi mita kfuya. But the Rambam himself says leishev al mita kfuya. But the Rambam then says something else, which is very strange, which is dafka biyom rishon. Where in the world does this come from? Again, obviously, to understand our practice bisman hazet, we're going to have to go through all these makoros and see what it's. See what the din is. So let me just read you the Rambam. It's a fascinating Rambam. Ha'avah b'yom rishon b'lvad asar laniach tefillin v'lechol mishalov v'chayv leishiv al mita kfuya. Ushayim ha'avah Mutter lo lachol mishalo v'lishin lagabe mapat, a mat, o karka. So the rest of the days, other than the first day, it's okay to sit on the floor or on a mat. In other words, it's pretty, sounds like the Rambam doesn't think you have to sit on, you're allowed to sit on a safsal. The Rambam saying, day one, you must sit on a mita kfuya. There's a positive din. Besides the din of kfiyas amita, there's a positive din to sit on a mita kfuya. That positive din is only on day one. So the rest of the days, if you want to sit on the floor or on a mat, that's okay. Now, maybe you'll tell me, no, there's no din of kfiyas amita at all for the rest of the 7 days. That's clearly not true, because the Rambam in Perkei Halacha Yudches writes that there is a din in kfiyas amita kol shiva. He writes that explicitly. In other words, according to Rambam, what emerges is that there's two din. One din is mitzvah kfiyas amita. That is a din that applies all 7 days. And therefore, on day six, your beds must be overturned. Right? If day five was Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos comes, flip your beds back over. But, do you have to sit on them? No. You can sit on the floor if you want. You can sit on a mat if you want. The only time you have to sit on the bed is the first day. I didn't look this up, but I think they say over from the Brisker Rav, from Reb Chaim, that even the din of the first day, the Rav says he doesn't know where this first day idea came from, because none of the Makoros talk about the first day. He said maybe, I think they say that it's not a din in first day be'etzem, it's just that first day is deraisa, so there's a din that enables us to sit on the floor, on a mita kfuya, and we do it during the first day, because that's the day of Avelos Midaraisa. Anyway, one way or the other, the Rambam has these two dinim, and that's what the Rambam says, that you see from the Yerushalmi that the Ramban is wrong. Sorry, that the Rambam is wrong. Because from the Yerushalmi, you see that there is no halachic obligation to sit on a mita kfuya. It's good enough to sit on the karka. Good. Now, what we see, seemingly, that most of the Rishonim do seem to take for granted that you have to sit on the floor. Now, we also said that from our Gersa Nebavli, we don't have an explicit source for this, because the memra that the Ramban quotes, we don't have. So is there any source for this idea of yeshiva agabe karka from the text of the Gemara that we have? So there might be. What's the makor? Is possible makor? Gemara moed katan chavzayin. The Gemara says like this. On Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of kfiyas amita. It's considered farhesia. So before Shabbos comes, you have to flip over the beds. The Gemara says, me'emas ayzok finas amitos, barav Shabbos, menamin cholamala. When do you start flipping over the beds? Menamin cholamala. Why so early? Because it takes a long time. First of all, this halacha, like we saw, applies to all the mitos in the bayis. So it takes a long time to flip everything over. Agav, that's one of the sources for the Rav Shtikl Torah, that kfiyas amita is a din in the bayis. It's not just a din in Yavel. It's not so pasha, because if you look at many of the Rishonim over here, they say it's not just because of, it's because of other people coming. Other people might use it, the Yavel might sit in all the beds. That's all the big machlokas Rishonim, what the din is in terms of the other beds, which, at least for most of the Rishonim, maybe it's Machlokes Ramban and Ravid, but even that doesn't sound that way. Pashup Shad is not like that. But one way or the other, you have to flip over all the beds, so you have to start early to take over all the other beds, right? The post can point out some people misunderstand this source. This source tells us that they think that, like, already, you know, Friday afternoon, an Avel stops Nihugei Avelos. But it's not true. This is only, the poskim say, for zkifa samita takes a while. So the Gemara continues that minamin cholamala, you stop, you could start flipping over the beds. Afal pichein enu yoshev ad shetachshach. So even though you start flipping over the beds minamin cholamala, you can't sit on a bed until tachshach. Says Taisus over there, Mikan Samchu Shalaleshav Agabe Kisav Safsal, Afal Pishen, right? Okay, good. So here, Lechor, we have finally a Makor from our version of the Bavli to this halacha of sitting on the floor. right? Why? Because what did it say? It said that you're not allowed to, once you flip over the beds, you can't sit on the beds until it's night, implying, and rather you have to sit on the floor. So you see that in addition to the din of Kfiya Samhita, there's also a din of Yeshiva Gabi Karka. So we say, you start flipping over the beds, Minam and Cholamala, but when do you sit on a Karka? You have to sit on a Karka until the night. As Isaac Tosfos. But then he says, nah, not a Raya. Why? Kmidocha the Raya. Shani Mita. Tosfos. After he brings the Raya, he's Docha the Raya. Shani Mita. Hoil Vitzarach Kfiya. V'lo Matzinu Kfiya B'kisei V'safsal. No, he's saying the pshat is, the reason why Friday afternoon, Shabbos starts 6 o'clock. So, 5 o'clock, are you allowed to sit on a mita kfuya? On a mita's kufa? No. Why? Because the mitzvah is kfiyas mita. So, therefore, it's not the pshat that you have to sit on a karka. You want to sit on a safsal on a kisei? Me'achuz, 100% mutter. But an avel, tol shiva, can never sit on a mita's kufa. And therefore, even though he has to start flipping the beds back over early, he has no right to sit on that bed, because that would be to sit on a mitas kufa, kodim Shabbos, would be a bittul of kfiya samita. But since the lo matzinu, there's nowhere where it says you have to do kfiya samita on a kisei v'safsal, so then it would be mutter to sit on a kisei v'safsal, right? So you can't bring a definitive proof at all from this source that there's a halacha, they have to sit on a kisei, that the avil has to sit on a karka, is not allowed to sit on a kisei safsal. Now, just to summarize, what are we saying? We're trying to find out, we know that, again, we'll talk about why in a minute, but we know that nowadays there's no kfiya samita, for whatever reason. So, are there any halachos about where an avil could sit? And this was a shaila, bizman nehem, when they did, were in Makayim the mitzvah with respect to safsal. Why? There's no din of kfiya safsal. So questions are you allowed to sit on a safsal? So, are there any sources that say, beyond the din of kfiya samita, you have to sit on the floor? You need yeshiva gabi karka. That's our shayla. So Tosus initially says from this Gemara, yeah, there's a raya, and then he's docha the raya, there's no raya. Right? We had the Ramban and the Rambam, who do seem to assume, the simple reading, that you have to have yeshiva gabi karka, but the Ramban himself thought that maybe you could be Mako in terms of Shas Achila and Shashena, and it was unclear exactly how the Ramban reconciled those sources. Now there's one more source.
Was Toso saying that Dafka is when Bisman that you have Mitos Kuyos or any of Mitos Kuyos, but if there's no Mitos Kuyos, then yeah, that's when it applies?
No, Toso is saying like this. Tosfos, when he thought there's a raya, step one in Tosfos says, we have a raya that you can't, that in addition to the mitzvah of kfiya samita, there's a halacha that you can't sit on a chair. What's the raya? Because it says that even after you're allowed to flip over the beds, you can't sit on them. Why not? Presumably because there's an isser to sit on a chair. And Avos has to sit on the floor if he's going to sit. That was the raya. The dechi of the raya is no. There's nothing wrong with sitting on a safsal. The only thing that's usher is to sit on a mita she'ena kfuya. And therefore, even though you're allowed to start flipping over the beds, you know, a couple hours before Shabbos, but you're not allowed to sit on them, because that would be an active violation of the mitzvah kfiya samita. But sitting on a safsal, there's no basis for any usher. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If it was mutter, if it was usher to sit on the safsal b'zman ha'gemar, it's going to be usher b'zman hazeh. And if it was mutter b'zman ha'gemar, it's going to be mutter b'zman hazeh. That's the pashtos. We'll see if there's a difference. We'll get there later. But that's the pashtos.
Is it possible to understand the right of the right that's saying in Shoresh, because that the Rambam says sitting al-mitifuya?
It's not clear what the right is going on, but the way the right that is generally understood is that it's going on the chiluk between day one and now. But you're right, it's not clear. What? Yeah.
Both Ramban and Rambam say you can't sit on a chair. Does Rambam say you must sit on a flip bed on the first day?
Well, there's two halachos. Let's chazer. Two halachos in the Rambam. Halacha number one is you must do kfiyas hamita all 7 days. Halacha two, you must sit on a mita kfuya on day one.
Yeah.
Okay? That halacha two, the Ramban denies. There's no such thing as an obligation to sit on a mita kfuya ever.
You're not allowed to sit on a chair,
now,
even if it's not a bed.
The Rambam also takes for granted that you're not allowed to sit on a chair all 7 days, right? You're allowed to sit on the karka.
And same with Rambam.
And the Rambam, that's a Rambam. Rambam. And the Ramban also says that you see that from the statement of Rav, but it's also a little bit unclear because he notes it from the Yerushalmi. It sounds like Safsal's okay. And then the question is, how does the Ramban reconcile those two sources, which he doesn't explicitly do? One possibility to understand the Ramban, and this is the way some understood the Ramban, is he's being machalik between Achila and Shena, where Yeshiva Al-Gabi Salsa would be okay, and other times where you would need Al-Gabi Karka, but it's not clear. Ramban sheet on that is hard to figure out.
Meaning, maybe Ramban's made you by Shena.
Shena and Achila. Good. So, there's another source in the Rishonim that we have to consider, which is the Maharam in Hilchos Machos. It's also quoted by the Bach and others. And he writes that Avel Mashmah Behed B'Sof Pirkin D'Kol Sheva Ein Lo Leishev El Al-Gabi Karka. Sof Pirkin, I assume, means that Gemara that we just quoted, the one that Tosfos originally thought is a raya that you need Yeshiva Al-Gabi Karka. And then he says, V'Gam HaMenachemim K'malkein D'Amar Rav Yudah Ein HaMenachemim Shayim Leishev El Al-Gabi Karka Shenemar Yeshul Aretz Sheva Siyamim. Good. The pasuk in Yev. Venera, the Iri dafka k'shemenachem emetzlo medechsev v'yeshvu ito la'aretz. So the Maram might potentially limit this halacha of yeshiva al-gabe karka dramatically. He does so based off of the pasuk in Yev. Maybe the din of yeshiva agabe karka is only when menachemim etzlo. That's when the avelim have to sit on a karka. That's when the menachemim have to sit on a karka. Okay, we don't have menachemim sit on a karka anymore. Some of the poskim say it's because we don't really know how to do nichum avelim so much. Just not so much, and the avelim are mochel. We'll get to that a little later. But be'etzem, the Maram says that this din of, there are two dinim, but it's a different two dinim than we've seen until now. What are the two dinim? Din one is kfis amita, and din two is b'shas nicham adelim, the zachiyav yeshiva agabe karka. Those are the two dinim.
Not all agabe mita kuya, like
yeah, yeah, nothing to do with that. Exactly. Right? I said two dinim, but
it's
a totally different two dinim.
Meaning, it's not a...
What's an isra say?
Meaning, in theory, you can mean like you don't need to be, you're just not allowed to be sitting on a chair.
No, it could be that it's dafka, the tzura of nichem aveilim is yeshiva gabi karka, both for the menachemim and the misnachemim.
Okay.
And that has nothing to do with kfiyas hamita whatsoever. Right? But that's only b'shas nichem aveilim. That's what he says. That's what we learn from the pasuk in Yov. Okay. So, that's the Chiddush in Maram. Now, the Taz points out, Sifkat Aleph, that which the Menachemim are sitting on the floor, that's because of Kavod Avel, and that's why he says, Mistama b'zmanazah, the Avelim Amochlim, which is why our practice is, even though the Avelim sort of sit on the ground, we'll talk about what that is exactly, but the Avelim at the very least sit on a low chair, some type of attempt to sit on the floor. So, but the Menachemim don't, like Mistama the Avelim Amocha. Now, you might have said that Bizman Azeh, that there's no Kfiyas Hamita at all, it would be Mutter Leishev Al-Gabi Safsal or Kisei when the Menachemim are not there at all. When I read the Maram, that's what I thought. When I read the Maram, I thought that this din of sitting on the floor is dafkab shas nichma velim. Therefore, the rest of the time, if you want to sit on a kisei or safsal, that's totally okay. However, the drisha is medayik that that is not what the Maharam means. What the Maharam means is that it's mutter to stand. When the Menachemim come, you have to sit on the floor. And otherwise, you don't have to sit on the floor. You can stand if you want. There's no chiyuv to sit on the floor. That's a dinin ichum avelim. And he writes, that's the way the Aguda understood the Maharam, and the Drisha tries to be medayik that way from another statement of the Maharam, and that is what the Shach and the Taz both say. So, when I first read the Maharam, I thought, oh, we have a gevaldik akula from the Maharam, right? But if you learn, like the Taz and the Shach and the Drisha, they all eat away at that gevaldik akula. And they say, no, the Maharam, when he says that the din of yeshiva al-karka is only b'shas nichum avelim, that means because you could stand the rest of the time. Doesn't mean that you could sit on a chair the rest of the time. Okay, so let's talk about what we do b'zman hazeh. First of all, the question is, why don't we do kriyas hamigdash b'zman hazeh? So already the Rishonim pointed out that we're not knowing to do this. The Tosfos in Moed Katan gives two reasons why not. So the first reason is because we live among the Nachrim, V'yesh b'neinu avad mishpachos, moreover, outside their Nachrim, inside our homes, there's also Nachrim, and there's a concern that they're going to think that this is kishuf. It's Cain what the Gemara says in Psachim, that when you're doing b'dikas chametz, so you shouldn't put your, even though really you should put your hand into the wall outside to check for crumbs, but if the non-Jewish neighbor is going to see you doing that, then he's going to think, oh my gosh, she's putting a spell on me, call the police, so you shouldn't do that. And that's the way, the Tosfos isn't quite clear, explicitly, what difference does it make that the that they're going to think they're mechashvim, so what? But the way the Badi Yashulchan explains it is, lemnoa me sakana, and from alila, we're afraid that if we did kfiyas hamigdash b'zman hazeh, there would be pogroms. Okay? Then, he gives a second reason, odiously tantang fayas mitzvah mitzvah shalanu, you go ahead, try doing kfiyas hamigdash on our bed, says Tosfos. What type of bed is he talking about? If your bed's a pile of straw, so what are you going to do? Do kfiyas hamigdash? If your bed is a mattress, let's say you slept with a mattress on the floor, so you flip it over, it's not nicker. In other words, he's saying that in Talmudic times the beds were made differently, and it would be nicker hakfiyah. And Tosfos says, Bizman hazeh. Now, this might not be true anymore. Depends how your bed is made. But with our beds, maybe it is nikkur the kfiyah. But Tosfos, in my times, it's not nikkur the kfiyah. Those are the two reasons that Tosfos says. Now, you could make the argument that both of those reasons actually aren't shayach bizman hazeh. We're not worried about pogroms starting, you know, they already think we do crazy things. This will just be another crazy thing that we do. And it's also shayach for most of our beds to do kfiyah samita. But the Rivash quoted by the Beis Yosef says, no, even our beds, Efshar Lekfosam. It's not just that it's not nicker, it's Efshar Lekfosam, and that's certainly true with many of our beds. I think my bed at home, if I tried to do Kfiyas Hamigdash, the bed would likely break. I don't think it's meant to support the weight of the mattress and everything upside down. Not sure. Never tried it. Anyway, that is what the Beis Yosef says. So,
what is not flipping a mattress? Flipping the bed frame?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's pretty clear that in the times of the Gemara, they were flipping the whole bed. Right? That's why it says with a two-posted bed, it's impossible. So therefore, zok fo gadayo. Right?
Why are you allowed to sleep on the bed? You should have to sleep on the floor.
That's a different question. That goes back to our first question. Right? Again, we have two questions. Question number one is, why don't we do kfiyas hamigdash b'zman hazeh? Even if you decide that we shouldn't, for the various reasons we discussed, now there's another question. Are you allowed to sleep on the regular bed, or must you sleep on the floor? Again, these are two questions. Not necessarily. It's always b'zman.
So if you have a bed frame which could potentially extend,
so if you just looked at these makoros, maybe you should. But it's quite clear already for hundreds of years that the common practice was not to do this. We'll see that there are those that say exactly what you said. But the common practice already for a long time is that you shouldn't. Rabbeinu Yerucham, quoted by the Beis Yosef, Well, let's just take one step back just to point out what you said. Right? Medina de Gemara, if it was Iyafshar to do Kfiyas Hamita, they also had beds that they couldn't do Kfiyas Hamita on. And the Gemara tells you what you should do. You should do Zkifas Hamita. Right? It says that if you can't do Kfiyas Hamita, you should do Zkifas Hamita. Right? Mita Shanaklita Yotzin Zokfa Vidaya. Why? So the Nemuke Yosef says, because there's still a mitzvah kfiyah, so it's possible you can't use it, but you have to do the you can't use it when it's zokfa, right? But you should still be mekayim a mitzvah kfiyah to the extent possible.
How does it say? How
does Gemara say? Gemara says, mita shenaklita yotzin, zokfa v'dayo.
What's zokfa?
You stand it up. You turn it like this. Instead of doing it like this, you do it like this. Right? You put it on its side.
Then you're
yeah, that's exactly what Nemuke Yosef says. In other words, Nemuke Yosef is making this point. He's saying that obviously when the Gemara says Zokfa, it's not so you could sleep on it, because you can't sleep on it with Kifa. It just means that you have to be Mekayim Mitzvah Kfiyas Mitav to the extent possible. No, it's not, because there is a second din of the Rambam. The Rambam says there's two dinim. There's a din of Kfiyas Hamita, which applies all seven, and there we say if you can't do proper Kfiyas Hamita, at least do Zkifas Hamita. And then there's another din of Shein. In this case, if all your beds were like this, you wouldn't be able to Mekayim the second din, but you still have a Chiyav of the first din. Okay. Rabbi Yerucham writes that also, if you sleep on a Kar V'Keses, and therefore Kfiyas Hamita isn't really Nikar. He still says you should be flip that. Remez l'Kfiyas Hamita. In other words, you should try to do something. Fine. So what comes out bottom line is that if you learn like most of the Rishonim we've seen thus far, and you learn, and this is the Psak of the Drisha, for example, there's no basis for sitting on a safsal b'zman hazeh. Right? Concludes Mizan Nami Esh Lilmod Diladidan Ein Lanu Mita Kfuya Ditzarch Leish Lishen Al Gabe Karka Demaishna Laila Miyom Ditzarch Leishev Al Gabe Karka Kola Yom Kshiyirtza Lishen Leishev Lishan. What is the conclusion of the Drisha based off of the Rambam? The Ramban says, good, nowadays we don't have Kfiyas Hamita anymore, but at the very least you have to sleep on the floor. Okay, so now the question is, Avelim don't sleep on the floor anymore. Is there any tzad l'hakal? What is the minhag ha'olam based off of? So, one possibility is based off of Gemara Tainis on Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says that on Erev Tisha B'Av, so Reb Yehuda says you have to do Kfiyas Hamita on Tisha B'Av, and lo hodu lo chachamim, and the Gemara Lamed says, what's pshat? Tani amru lo Reb Yehuda l'dvarecha Ubros uminikos matei alayan amrulaham afanilo hamarti ala biyachol. So Rashi explains over there that ubros uminikos she'en yicholos lishen al gabe karka, so they could sleep on a bed, right? So the Gemara already tells us that for people that can't sleep on the floor, so they're allowed to sleep on a bed. We don't accept the view of Rebut at all in terms of Tisha B'Av. You don't need me to kfuy at all, but the Gemara seems to take for granted that for someone who can't sleep on the floor, they don't need to do it. So what does that have to do with us? So the Shach and the Taz both say that someone who's choler or zaken and would starve yeshiva al gabi karka, then it's mutter lahasim kar katan mitachtav. Oh, so we'll see that many poskim say, yeah, nowadays we're all very shvach, nobody could sleep on the floor anymore, and that's the basis for the leniency nowadays. The Gemara says it's mutter for ubros uminikos. Now everybody's like a nursing woman. Okay, now. Now, what about Tisha B'Av, since we brought up Tisha B'Av? So we know that in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, right, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Hei, see, Tisha B'Av might be very telling for us. Why is Tisha B'Av very telling? Because we pass on like the Chachamim that there's no mitzvah Kfiyas Hamita, right? And so Tisha B'Av, Bizman Agmar, might be like Avelos Bizman Azeh, because on Tisha B'Av, there's no din of Kfiyas Hamita. So then the question is there still din of yeshiva la bekarka?
But why is the reason Kfiyas Hamita shouldn't be shaykh at Tisha B'Av?
Good. So that's the way we paskin. So now the question is, once we did away with Kfiyas Hamita, is there still a din of sitting on a karka? If you say, right, Bizman Agmar, Did they sit on the karka on Tisha B'Av? They didn't have to do Kriyas HaMita, right? So that's very important for us, because that's Bizman Hazeh even by Avelos. That's exactly the point. That's why Tisha B'Av might be very telling. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Hey, it says, Yesh Misha Noeg, Lishkav Bilel Tisha B'Av, Muta Al Haaretz, Umesim Even Tachas Rosho. And the Rama says, V'yesh l'adam v'tzdar b'inyan mishkavu b'lel tisha b'av. Well, you don't have to go that far. You don't sit on the floor. Okay. Yeah, take one pillow less. Okay. Some people put a stone under their head. Zecher l'mash amru. Fine. But doesn't sound like, when you look at Shulchan Aruch, that there's a halacha you have to sit on the floor on tisha b'av. Right? Doesn't say that anywhere, does it? Any halacha you have to sit on the floor on tisha b'av. Maybe there's an idea that you should mitzdar k'tzas the way you sleep. But not more than that. So we have to figure out where's this idea of sitting on the floor in Tisha B'Av come from? And also why half the day? So Lamaisa, what comes out? The Shach and the Taz over here writes, Abizman Hazeh, you should sit on the floor, right? Except for a Chayla. Chayla, they allow you to sit on a pillow. And if you want to be Mekel to stand when the Menachemim don't come, that's Mutter. But you have to sleep on the floor. Rabbi Kvieger quotes Tiferes Lamosha, that, yeah, you should sleep on the floor, but you could put some pillows on the floor, karm fixasos, and sleep on those. And he also says that, like Rabbi Yerucham, which is that if you are sleeping on the floor, you should turn over your pillows. I suppose, if a chayach, to the extent that a chayach. Yoruch HaShulchan, Sif Gimel, quotes the Shach, they have to sit on the floor, and he says, I found a Yerushalmi in Brachos that says not that way, because he wants to be medayik from the pasuk in Iov, v'yesh v'to al ha'aretz, ein ksiv el la'aretz, davar shu samach la'aretz. So you don't need to sit on the floor, it's enough to sit samach la'aretz. So the Aruch HaShulchan is disagreeing with the Shach. L'chori is not just disagreeing with the Shach, he's disagreeing with all the Rishonim, right? All of whom said you have to sit on the karka, right? Based off of the Yerushalmi. But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. In other words, and he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's very interesting. I thought Rabbi Akiva Eger is not disagreeing with the Shach. He's explaining that even though you need yeshiva gabi karka, karvik sesses is considered karka. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to understand that it's a machlokas, and you could be mekel based off of that Yerushalmi says. The biggest mekel is banazeh. The biggest of the mekelim is the panim iros. The panim iros is a very fascinating tshuva on this. And first he notes that the Shach and the Taz are machmir, but then he says maybe we can be medayik lahakol from the Rush, and he's a diach like that from the Tur. After quoting the Tur, he writes, from the Tur we see dekfias hamita eno shitzdar atzmo de'im hafcha v'yashin alea filu en nasan gimo dalad matzos tachta yata. You're allowed to flip over your bed and put four mattresses on top of it. So there's no din to be mitzdar yourself. So you can put a bunch of mattresses and sleep on that. Okay. And then he takes it one step further. And he says, well, nowadays, by mito shalanu, arov, enam, misurag b'chavalim, umali yashin b'karka mirutzaf, umesim tachtav karmik sasos, oto chamita. So therefore, he says everything is mutter. The Ramah says, in Ochos Tisha B'Av, you should be mitzar b'shas mishkavo, that's amidas chasidas. So basically, what does he say? First he says, he tries to prove it's mutter, lishon al gabi karmik sasos. Then he says, therefore it's mutter to put a mattress on the floor. And then he says, since in our mitos, there's no difference between putting the mattress on the floor and the mattress on the bed, then maybe you're allowed to sleep on the bed. And with that very interesting cheshbon, he does away with the whole halacha. There's a din of karka. No, he understood that there's no din karka be'atzem. There's a din letzar atzmo. So that's his conclusion. The Birka Yosef in our simon says he likes this panim iros. He's yatsa lisham in hagim shal yisrael. The panim iros saved the day. He was miyashev minag yisrael. Wow. And then he adds in, and this is what all the contemporary poskim adds in, and ubefrat b'doros halalu chavlushei hamezeg. We're so shvach nowadays. And all the poskim mention that, including the Ber Hetev, the Birkei Yosef, the Panim Iros, The one who plays that up the most is the Shvos Yaakov. He says, Rov ha'olem cholem v'istinis l'gabi davarzeh. And since anyway this din doesn't have a good makor in the Shas, because the whole makor for sleeping on the floor is based off of a statement of Rav that we don't even have, and therefore, there's more room to make. So b'kitzer, what comes out nowadays? The Shach and the Taz say you should sit on the floor, you should sleep on the floor. The Tiferes L'Moshe, B'kiv Eger, Shvus Yaakov, and others say it's okay to sleep on the floor, but you could use a mattress or pillows or the like. There's some poskim who say that's the Das Torah says, well, it should be within 3 tochim of the floor. That's, he says, the pshat in those Avelos chairs, some of which probably are, some which aren't. 3 tefachim. Others say that, no, I thought maybe Shmuel really didn't like this, but I thought that, say, that Karva Kessis is mutter, like we saw with Kibega and others, and a low chair, the Avelos chairs, are Karva Kessis. What do you mean they're not a car? No, they're not a normal chair. Normal chairs are knee height. You don't see any low chairs, except for people, chairs that, you know, you bring to the beach when you want to stick your feet in the sand. But other than that, there's no chair. Nobody ever sat on such a chair. So that's like car, bekesis, that's okay. The Rav has, and especially again, you know, the Tzad L'Hakel is based off of the Ramban, who proved that Safsal's mutter. And another way to understand our Avelos chairs, how to understand them, is the Rav. The Rav's quoted by in the Nefesh Rav, page Reish and Gimel. He understood that the Iker Din of the Gemara is that you have to be Mishanem Yeshivaso Haragil. Lav Dafkal Gabi Karka. And that's why the Rav said, even if it's more than Gimel Tvachim, you don't just start like measuring if the Avelos chair. It's a Shinoi. That's the Chiddush. It doesn't sound that way so much for the Mishanem, but no. And then we have the Din of the Panamiros, who just does away with the whole thing. Amais, I think that the Minhag Olam is to be Mekel.
The Panamiros only look like Gabi sleeping, right?
Yeah, everything. I mean, he starts with sleeping, but...
I mean, once you say sleeping, it has to be eating also. That's how they
are. Eating, there's, like we said, already the Ramban, there's much more room to be Mekel for eating.
How can you be Mekel between eating and sleeping?
I don't know. There's, eating is more shaykh to be, it's shaykh to the mitas, so it's more shaykh to be Machmir.
Right, no.
Fine. Let me just finish up. So, as I said, the minhag is to be Mekel. In terms of Tisha B'Av, we're only Machmir Til Chatzos, which also sort of shows that that idea is not Mikra Adin. Anything that we start being Mekel on after Chatzos are not things that are Mikra Adin. The Pische Chuvos over there quotes the Chazan Ish and the Stipler would sit on low chairs during Tisha B'Av. They wouldn't redactate that it be within 3 Tzvachim of the floor. They're also, they were Mekel. Chazan Ish was thought you could be Mekel on a bus or on a car or the like, because it's not Yoshev L'Shem Tainug. Okay, I guess we're out of time. I was going to talk about mirrors, but we'll pick up with that tomorrow. I'm sorry for going so late.
The funny mirror said, Migo, mattress on the floor, mattress in bed, right? You can't,
yeah.
You can't say,
okay.